Welcome to Money Radio, WPSE's monthly broadcast of the Rotary Club of Erie meeting program at the Sheraton Erie Bayfront Hotel. Today's speaker is Heather McLaughlin, Executive Director of the Erie Cancer Wellness Center.
Hi everyone, I'm here to introduce our guest today, and we had had a guest who was supposed to come who got COVID, and so now Heather McLaughlin was kind enough to accept our invitation at the last minute. We really appreciate that, Heather. Heather McLaughlin is an Erie native who graduated from McDowell High School and attended Edinburgh University. Lots of Edinburgh grads here today. She studied social work and psychology and volunteered at the Sarah Reed Children's Center and Active Aging in Cambridge Springs. So keep listening to see whether she went towards children, like at Sarah Reed, or whether she went towards older adults. After college, she began working in home health care, hospice, and skilled nursing at different places, Great Lakes and Forest View. Her interest in hospice began and continued, and she ended up at Great Lakes Hospice, and she helped to rebuild and expand the bereavement and volunteer programs and implemented a threshold choir that sings to patients at bedside. She served on various end-of-life committees and is an active member of the Pennsylvania Home Care Association. She then, in 2015, got a master's degree in management and leadership, and then in early 2020, she went to Interim Healthcare Hospice and did a number of things there, and now recently, she joined the team at the Erie Cancer Wellness Center, where she plans to use her social work experience, leadership experience, and healthcare knowledge to work with the team caring for people at such a vulnerable time. Two more little factoids about her. Heather is a lifelong member at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Mill Creek, and she's been married to her husband, Michael, for 18 years, and they have one son, Connor. Heather, thanks again for coming today.
All right. So I hear I have some great tech support today, so thank you for being my my slide guy. I really appreciate it. Thank you all for having me. It was really great when Karen called, I think it was yesterday, very last minute, very random, but it really worked out perfectly in my schedule. And I was telling someone the PowerPoint I had been using was Sarah's, the prior executive director, and I knew I needed to update it after two presentations I did earlier this week. So this was my motivation to get mine done. So thank you all. So this all works out. Next slide, please. There we go. So just want to introduce who our team is. Of course, I'm the executive director. Then we have Jackie Wassel, who's our director of development and marketing. She's an amazing, beautiful soul. Kim Conley is our program director, so she really helps us make all the magic happen inside the center. And then Daisha Capers is our communication and office assistant, and she's a superstar as well. So next slide. So we did create a video. It's very brief, but we're so proud of this. We used it for Erie Gives and some other things, and it just kind of gives you a sense of what the center is like. So see if you can. And if it doesn't load, it's fine. Oh, it's going to load. And you get to see me again. Maybe. So now you got to listen to me. And that, to me, that says it all, seeing our participants, seeing what we do there. But I'll try to keep it brief. And if you want to keep me on target with time, that's your job, right? So yeah, showed you our team, video. Okay, so the mission. Again, I mentioned that everything we do is to support those living with cancer and the people that care for them. So it could be friends, family, anybody close, through free of charge programs. And I highlight in bold free of charge because it's free. And services that promote the physical, emotional, and mental and spiritual healing. So next slide. So just a quick history, because I think this is really important. We started out as a series of classes and programs at the Regional Cancer Center. If you remember, that was the only place you could get treatment in Erie. It was a joint venture between the two hospitals. And Sarah Humphrey, our original founding executive director, was the person that really led the initiatives there with an amazing group of board members that supported the wellness programs, because it was all about fundraising and making money to make sure that they could do that. And again, you know, as life changed with our hospital systems, and I was a Hammett girl for many, many years, so I was there when UPMC came in. I have friends that were at Vincent when AHN came in, made a lot of changes, especially to cancer care, and they really recognized that they wanted their own centers. Appreciate that, support that, totally fine. But then that kind of left us saying, what are we going to do? And with the insight of our board and Sarah, they said, we need our own space. We need our own place to go to really do more of these programs, because if you've been to the RCC, or well, now it's called Hillman, there aren't a lot of places to meet. There's just one conference room that's big enough to probably do some of these things, and it's hard to book a room in that conference or book some time in there. So it just all made sense that we have our own space. And, you know, we were so blessed with our founding board and founding group members that we have an endowment that got us started. So now we're working on initiatives to sustain, as any nonprofit does. And then we opened our doors, and that should be the 29th. I had a typo in there. So it's 2-year anniversary is coming up. We're really excited. Next slide, please. So just some statistics. And Sarah, in her prior presentation, had a lot of statistics. And I wanted to just throw a few out there that kind of hit home. In 23, there were 2 million new cancer cases diagnosed. 2 million, that's insane. In 2023, approximately 610,000 cancer deaths. So unfortunately, you know, there were that many diagnosed, and then people were dying from it. And then in the U.S., 1 in 2 women and 1 in 3 men will develop cancer in their lifetime. So why does our center exist? Because of these statistics. Erie County in Pennsylvania, that was good. I didn't have to tell you. 2016 to 2020, we had over 8,000 new cases of invasive cancer. And again, 1 in 2 Pennsylvania residents will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. So just some really startling statistics. So why? Why would we even want to have a center and do what we do? One of the things, and this was new information to me recently, is that people who have physical activity and exercise while undergoing cancer treatment and even beyond can have up to a 30 to 35% reduced mortality rate. That's huge. If people want to live with cancer and survive cancer, get moving. And we do have a lot of wellness and movement classes. At least 25% of cancer patients show signs of depression. I feel like that's higher, but that's the number I found. So I'm going with what I found. And 45% of cancer patients show signs of anxiety. Again, you're dealing with a really heavy diagnosis when you hear those three words. So again, we're there to support some of these things. And the therapies that we do, art, music, journaling, they allow people an outlet to express fears, anxieties, frustration. And again, it's not just for the person diagnosed, it's for the family, it's for the friend. Because we know, and even for the children, cancer affects the whole unit. And I was going to do this at the beginning and I should have asked, but just think about this. How many people in this room have been impacted by cancer, whether you personally, your family, your friends? I bet you we would all raise our hands. So it's there. It impacts everyone. And it really does affect the whole family. And again, our center allows for a place of community and friendship to a population that could be isolated. We have one of our original participants, when we open our doors, she says that when she walks in the door, it feels like a hug. I'm like, that's pretty cool to have a building that's what it feels like when you come in. Why do we do this for free? Well, to me, this statistic is why. People spend a lot of money on cancer care, whether it's, co-pays for prescriptions, driving, maybe some people go out of town, whatever the case, $5.6 billion. To me, that's good enough reason to provide everything that we do for free. And truly, you know, our board, our team, myself, we're committed to keeping everything free. The day that we have to start charging people is probably the day we're going to close our doors, because it's just, it doesn't feel right to any of us. So what we offer a lot, as you saw in the video, a lot of educational programs. So we try to bring in some of the doctors to share their insight about cancer. We had Dr. Ellen Hancock, who's an OBGYN. She shared some information about the GYN cancers. We didn't have as many people there, but it was really good information. So we're trying to be better about recording things and uploading them on our resource library so that everybody can benefit. Dr. C. Stone from Hillman did a talk on chemo brain, which is very, very real. If you've ever experienced chemo or been with somebody who's had it, it really kind of joggles you a little bit. We had Dr. Shakaborty from AHN who talked about palliative care. So we are very supported by both hospital systems. So I always want to say that. We have a wig salon. And I think you saw some of that in the video. We're the only place you can go get a free wig. And that's huge, especially as a woman. If I heard the words, you have cancer, the first thing I'm thinking is I'm going to lose my hair. And that's what a lot of people do. So they can come in, they can get a wig, sometimes 2 wigs, just depending on what the needs are, head wraps, scarves, like we do all that. And we don't just say, hey, here's your free wig. We make a really big deal out of it. We actually have a salon chair. We have a stylist that comes in. She's a retired, well, she's still working, but she's in her 80s. But she comes in once a week. She will help people fit the wig, maybe cut bangs on it. You know, she's actually even helped shave people a little bit if their families aren't comfortable as they're losing their hair. And she makes the people feel so beautiful. And that's really meaningful. One of my favorite parts of the job is to see when we're helping somebody get a wig. We do a lot of wellness programs, restorative yoga, qigong, different things that we know will help people with their balance. We have a PT that helps. She does a strength and balance class. So anything that can help people with movement, art therapy. I mean, you know, I could talk all day about art, music, journaling, beautiful types of therapies that can really help people. And like art therapy is not for me. I get stressed because I'm not good at art, but music therapy, that's my thing. So everybody has their different things that they like to partake in. Spirituality, you know, clearly when you're faced with a diagnosis like cancer, you really start to question things. And whatever your faith base is, whatever, you have a lot of questions. So we have a group for that. Family and children's programs. We're really targeting right now people who have cancer, that their children and grandchildren. We want to do programs for them. And we also want to do programs for children with cancer. That's a tougher group because most of the kiddos in Erie go out of town for care. I even heard Dr. Orr from Hillman say he's not licensed to treat a child. And I never even thought about that. You have to have a special license to do pediatric oncology. So that's why the kiddos go to Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, wherever. So, but we know that there's a need there. We're still trying to discover what these families want and need. So we're digging a little deeper and hoping to do more for that around the corner here. We offer oncology massage, and let me tell you, I watch these people come out of the massage room, and they almost melt. Like they're so relaxed, they're so grateful because this is a very stressful time. So we do that, and the Reiki. And if you're not familiar with Reiki, the best way to describe it is it's a soul massage. So instead of a physical massage, it's for your mind and spirit. And we only do that for people in treatment. Once we grow and get more funds and all that fun stuff, then we could probably expand it. But right now, it's truly for the people in treatment. Nutrition and exercise. So again, talked about some of the exercise things, but nutrition is huge. Someone who's going through chemo or maybe has a cancer diagnosis and just wants to change their lifestyle, we have classes on how to eat healthy, cooking demos. They love cooking demos. So we're trying to do more of those. And then mindfulness and meditation programs. And then our support groups. And I had to give them a whole slide on their own because we have so many wonderful support groups. And I probably didn't catch them all, but I was trying to get them in quickly before I sent this last night. Survivorship, that's a great group. People love being able to talk to each other about what's happening and how to live with cancer. Advanced cancer, you know, a lot of our people are metastatic by the time they get to us. So they do need that. Caregiver support. That's very near and dear to me, and I'm actually going to take over that group for Kim because we did that a lot in my hospice life, you know, trying to take care of the caregiver. So, and what we do is we actually have advanced cancer and caregiver at the same time. So typically if, you know, someone's caring for somebody who's pretty sick, then they can have that support at the same time. We're also working on a lot of more virtual options for people. Men's cancer group, newly diagnosed, grief support, which I am, again, coming from the hospice life, is very important. Parents of adult children with advanced cancer, women over 45 with breast cancer, and then the children's groups that I had mentioned. And we're home to other groups who didn't have a home, per se. So like Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, when I worked in hospice, they became homeless. Wherever they were meeting, they couldn't meet anymore, so they actually met in our building until COVID hit, and then they landed at the Erie Cancer Wellness Center because they needed a space. And Sarah was very big on that, like opening the doors to anyone. Linked by Pink, the Ostomy Group, the Prostate Group, and now the Young Adult Survivors United. So we're really excited to have them. Just some pictures of our people, and you kind of saw some of this in the video. The wig salon, again, is pretty amazing. Patty is all the way over there. She's the one with the hat and the striped shirt. She is our stylist for the wigs. We do have a few people internally that can do the wigs too, but I like it when Patty does them because she just gives people that special touch. So go ahead. Just some funding source info because people want to know, well, how do you do this for free? Well, it's a lot of work. We do not bill insurance, which was cute coming from the home health and hospice world. I've always dealt with Medicare and Medicaid and all the insurances. And the board, when they interviewed me, they're like, you know, we don't do anything with insurance. I'm like, I know. And they're like, yeah, but there's a bad side to that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So, but I was excited to get away from dealing with insurances. So everything we do is through the kindness of the community. You know, Erie Gives Day was huge for us. Thank goodness. We are very well supported by AHN and UPMC. They believe in us. I actually sit on the oncology group for Hillman, and they want our numbers. They want to know how we're improving the lives of cancer patients. We've had a lot of grants, and we're working on more. Erie Community Foundation's very supportive, and then the Neighborhood Assistance Program grant. And again, we continue to look for grants, and we're always brainstorming on how to do that. And we, our development officer, Jackie, she's amazing. If you're ever interested, you can reach out and she can talk to you more about that. So, and then this is just our wish list. People always want to know about it. So it seems silly, but like coffee pods, stamps, you know, lots of little things. But that's just something I share with people. Okay. Volunteer opportunities. I always want people to know what you can do to help us if you so choose. We need people that help in the office, people that help with our programs. So sometimes... just this week, we did something called The Beautiful You, which is an amazing way to make a group of ladies dealing with cancer feel pampered. They got to go to a tea. It was very fun. We need people to help with those kind of things. And then marketing and community events and fundraising. Since we're only a team of 3.5, because Daisha's only part-time, we utilize a lot of volunteers to attend community events. And we try to go to as much as we can. But, you know, again, we're 3.5 people, so we try to do what we can. Just some quick, interesting facts. Everything we do is evidence-based, so we're not just willy-nilly, oh, let's do this. No, we want to make sure that it legitimately supports our mission. We're the only center of this type in a 100-mile radius, so Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Buffalo, they have them. So we're pretty unique that we try to service as many people as we can. We're trying to get into the other counties, Warren, Crawford, Venango, because we want to support them. People do come for wigs, but then they don't come for more programs because it's a hike for them. So we're trying to figure that out. We are the only ones to offer free wigs. Even the American Cancer Society, they'll give you a discount on a wig, but you can actually get a free wig. So come to us if you know somebody, please send them our way. We want to help as many people. We've had people from 37 different zip codes and 11 counties. and again, small team, but we love volunteers. As of July 31st, we've had 429 registered participants. Now, you saw the statistics on cancer patients. That should be higher, and we're working on making that higher. Our top diagnosis for people that come into the center is breast cancer for women, and for men, it's prostate cancer. This is where we are. So we're, if you know, if you're an Erieite, Cinema World, if you remember where the movie theater was, we're in that building. Our entrance faces the back of Big Lots, though. So although Google Maps would take you to 15th Street, you want to come to the north side of the building. Much better parking, much safer than trying to get in and out on 15th. So, and I'd love to entertain anyone for a tour. It's such a beautiful place. So any questions? Yes.
How big is it?
So the question is, how big is our space and how many groups can we accommodate? So number one, come in for a tour. number two, we're about 5,000 square feet. So it's a pretty good sized building. We have dedicated a support group room. We have a wellness space, which is where like all the activities happen. We have an art room, a massage room. So we have like dedicated rooms for everything that we've talked about, and a couple different lounges too for people just to relax, come in and do a puzzle if they're waiting for their treatment or they just need to come and see a friendly face. Thanks. Yeah.
It seems that more often than not you hear about cancer situations with women.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously treat men as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a ratio or is there
So the question is the ratio of women to men, probably in our center. I will tell you, we see a lot more women. We want more men. I think it's trying to get the word out that we're not just for women. Because, you know, people think, oh, wigs. Well, most guys are like, I don't really care about a wig. But we are working with the men's group. We're trying to recruit to get people for that. And we have some really dedicated guys that come, and they're constantly trying to, you know, kind of be that bridge and support to get other people to come. But great question. Thank you. There's one back there. Yeah.
So I come to the center. I'm a 30-plus year survivor of breast cancer. My welcome to the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You have a most amazing place. I don't know if you see me coming and going. But I do go to the Qigong class.
Mm-hmm.
There. Qigong is an a type of energy modality where it's both physical and meditative, and it's really quite good. There are four men in my Qigong class of 10.
Wow.
So just to give you an idea of the men that come and are very interested in that particular modality, our instructor is a man.
Dave.
And anyway, it's a very spacious place to answer your question. I'm not good with numbers, but as you walk in, it's a big, nice, welcoming area. The Qigong, it's a room as big as this, I would say.
Yeah, maybe even, about this size,
Where they do both Qigong and the yoga, and I'm sure you do some other things.
The strength and balance with the PT, my friend Vicky.
There's a kitchen, a place where you can go and have a little bite to eat, get some coffee, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then other rooms. I was in the weight room and all that.
Yeah.
So I just applaud you. 30-some years ago, when I was going through this, this is what I needed, and we
100%
have it. Mm-hmm. So I'm very supportive of what you're doing, and I'm sure other folks here who would come and get a tour would be very interested, because as we know, we all know someone who has had cancer, if not ourselves.
For sure. Thank you for saying that's a lot to repeat. So she comes to the center, loves Qigong, says there's four men out of 10 people that normally come. So that's amazing. And it really is. And that's what we've heard from so many people. I wish we had this when I was going through my cancer. So again, we want to get the word out. We're also really trying to help people in kind of in the city. You know, we know that sometimes transportation might be an issue, language barriers. We're trying to help with different cultures. So we're really kind of racking our brains and trying to find a way to reach more people, because it's great that we're in Mill Creek, but there are people everywhere that need our support, need our classes. I've met with folks in Cory. We're talking about doing something once a month down there, because we want to reach as many people as we can. So thank you for your kind words. Yeah.
This is just an idea.
Yeah.
And it segues with Clark's point about men being maybe underrepresented. Have you considered the offices of urologists that many men would consult if they had concerns about prostate issues, and leaving pamphlets or speaking with the urologist?
That is a fantastic idea.
So
the comment was, have we talked to urologists about the guys having our information in urology offices? And I think, you know, 2 years ago when we opened, we were great at trying to get our rack cards out everywhere. And then I think we've kind of lapsed a little bit. So I think that's a great target for the guys, for sure. We also work with the VA. We're very connected with them, which is great. But there are women veterans as well, but a lot more men up there. But that's a great suggestion. Thank you. Anybody else? Well, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Money Radio, WPSE's monthly broadcast of the Rotary Club of Erie meeting program at the Sheraton Erie Bayfront Hotel. You can replay this episode or access other archived shows by visiting the Podcasts tab on our homepage.